Welcome back, everybody, to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino here, and I'm just so thrilled that we're enjoying you for another hour. You've heard now that we go from 11 to 1. We talk about everything here, folks, living options, legal and financial, leisure activities. If you have an idea, by all means, get in touch with us. We're on Facebook, and I'm happy to find out that you're actually following us on Facebook because we have a few more followers every single day. So if you want to know what's going on, you want to know about our guests, just go to seniorradiobuffalo.com or just follow us on Facebook, and that'll be a fun way to stay in touch, okay? If you have any ideas for the show. You know what? I always like to start with a fun fact. This is kind of fun. I love this. The full Bible has been translated into more than 3,000 languages. Among those include fictional languages like Elvish and Klingon. So don't call someone a Patak, because you'll be insulting them in Klingon, and that's kind of a Star Trek thing. And I didn't even think I could say that word on the radio, but since it's in Klingon, you'll never know what I called somebody. We're having fun today, and I'll tell you, fun and socialization and camaraderie, that's what you get when you go to our senior centers these days. It's all about meeting other people, having fun, doing the kinds of things that keep you active, you mentally, going, and just an awful lot of fun. And we're going to be talking about that with Jennifer Stanek, who's the director of the West Seneca Senior Center. Busy, busy, busy. And Jennifer, it's great to have you in studio. And it's great to learn more about what West Seneca is doing.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy to be here.
That's fantastic. How long have you been director?
I started in March of 2021, and I was the fitness instructor prior to that under the previous director.
I hear you have a fantastic gym over there.
We do. We're blessed with a great building. We have an indoor walking track and all brand new commercial grade equipment. We have a fitness instructor as well as a retired physical therapy assistant who help guide everybody and help make programs for them.
That's fantastic. Tell us where you're located.
4620 Seneca Street. Mm. We're really close to West Seneca East High School.
Okay, that's 4620 Seneca Street?
Correct.
Okay, fantastic. Jennifer, what do you want people to know about the West Seneca Senior Center and how cool it is?
I think the biggest surprise to people is that when you walk in, it's a community center that's exclusive for age 50 and up. A lot of people consider us more of like an adult daycare, or they walk through the doors feeling like, okay, now I have to admit I'm old. It's what your parents talk to you about with bingo and so forth. We do have bingo and ceramics and all the traditional things that people enjoy, but we also have pickleball and watercolor class and self-defense class. And we have live music and dances every month. So it's more of an active center. I think of it a lot as like high school kind of community. After you're an empty nester, retired, divorcee, widow, where do you go to make friends?
Right.
And that's the model that we used when we create our activities and our programs.
You know what, Jennifer? I love hearing that, because I get offended when I'm watching commercials, and I know it's the commercial is it's meant to be for a senior, and I see someone who they actually look at, they actually put someone who's doddering and is difficult. And I hate that, because that does not represent today's senior today.
Absolutely not. I mean, everybody in our center is pretty active, whether they're walking around with a walker because their body's aged on them. They're still the same person they've ever been. Their bodies just got older.
Right. And I just love the fact that we're looking for other people who have the same interests. And over at the West Seneca Senior Center, you can always find out what's going on because you have a newsletter that comes out.
Yeah, monthly we keep our newsletter up to date. It's in print right in our lobby. And then we also collaborate with the local library there at 1250 Union and the Chamber of Commerce. But then we keep our website up to date. So as soon as we are ready to publish, we put it there, even if the print isn't out yet.
And how can people find you on the web?
The easiest way is to go to townofwestseneca.net and then just find the senior services under departments.
Okay. Or stop in.
Absolutely.
And ask somebody. And then they'll direct you right to it. And then you can go home and you can follow along.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to approximately 3. And then we do have Saturday hours, 9 to noon.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now I understand there's no fee?
No, we, when I first started, I looked at all the different centers. All the directors collaborate. We meet throughout the year and just tried to see what people were charging for various things. And we have a set revenue target by our town board. And we currently have no membership. We pretty much don't charge for anything. The meals and the transportation are a donation through the county. So the things that we do charge for and our biggest revenue is the gym, but we accept all the Medicare plans. So 83% of our members do not pay for the gym, and that's where we earn our revenue. Mm-hmm. So we greatly exceeded target last year without even trying. Try to keep everything reasonable because we know everybody's on a fixed income.
And you still have music. You know, you have things happening all the time. You might charge a little for that.
Yeah, but so, you know, the county charges a $3 suggested donation for the meal, and then we charge $5 for live bands from Crash Cadillac to the Hastings. It's still only an $8 ticket for the whole event.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. You folks are so involved in everything. We just talked to one of the other senior centers, and they're having a senior prom, which
that's Michael at Tosh Collins.
Yes, I know. Right, it is. Yes.
It's such a cool idea.
Yeah, that is so great. And I want people to understand that at our senior centers today, first of all, our senior population, I like to call them the masters. This is the master class, folks. We've never been better at what we are than right now. Look, you have a lifetime of experience. You've got grandkids. You've got the greatest opportunity to have fun with kids and not have them with you 24/7,
right? It's so true, and it's most evident when we bring in our high school kids. Mm-hmm. We have the seniors who need community service hours, and they'll come and get those hours at the senior center, and they walk away surprised that they literally say, I love this place, because mm-hmm. they're just people who got older, and they get to see like their grandparents in a different light, like dancing and singing and playing games and stuff.
You know, if you want to be fascinated, talk with someone 50+. Find out what they've done. Find out what it was like to be in the service. Find out what it was like to be deployed somewhere else. Find out when they had real skills today that we just don't have these days. People worked with their hands, the kinds of things they did with metal. Smart, intelligent people, what medicine was like. It's fascinating, the people that are around us all the time that we're not connecting with enough.
Well, and that's what I think is so interesting when you hear the seniors. Like today we had a local company, TechSavvy, come in and they provide assistance like Q&A geek help for technology. And the seniors will always downgrade themselves like, oh my God, I'm so dumb, I don't know this. But how would you know it?
Right.
How do you ask your granddaughter to put a roast in the oven? She probably doesn't even know how to turn on the oven. No disrespect, but it's a knowledge thing. These kids are growing with the computers. You were growing with other technology.
Right. So, I mean, think about the recipes that our parents and we know without even looking at a piece of paper.
Right.
Or the phone. You just know.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. Or bringing up kids without having to read, you know,
how to.
Exactly. Exactly. When bringing up kids was really something our parents did super well.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. So I want to express to people, look, our social circle changes as we get older. People drop out, people pass away, people move. So you need other people to continue keeping you social. That's what our senior centers are all about,
absolutely.
Meeting new people.
The most amazing quote is from the young, cool, hip seniors to the older seniors. Like every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's a bridge group and a Tai Chi group. That tends to bring in our 90+ that still come.
Yeah.
And then you've got the young seniors, especially like the widows and widowers, who say, this place changed my life. And you can tell they have a life, but there's just something enhanced about it since they've joined the center.
Yeah, to meet other people who have the same life experience as you, and who have the same goals. Maybe you want to travel more, and maybe your spouse doesn't really like it or didn't like it. You'll meet people who do like to do that.
There's definitely that. And then I think it's just the idea of having something to do.
Yes.
Where do you meet people? You're not going to just go join something where you feel so awkward. When you walk through our doors, I do think one of the attributes of West Seneca is it's very welcoming. We have volunteers at the front desk. We have office staff. It's a welcoming lobby. Thanks to the money that the legislator gave us, the federal grants gave us, we have the right furniture and the right setup to just welcome people when they come.
Now, I know you guys are super busy. You have a ton of people already coming because people have heard about how great West Seneca is. Now, but if people are listening to us for the first time and they're in your area, can they just walk in?
Absolutely, yeah. Just walk through the doors any day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3:30, 9 to noon on Saturday. Somebody will greet you at the desk, and then we have a membership form. If we're available, we'll give you a tour. Otherwise, you're free to walk around and come back with any questions. And then it's easy to join. It's a real simple form.
That's fantastic. We're speaking with Jennifer Stanek, who's the director of the West Seneca Senior Center. And I love going. I love sometimes when I'm asked to go and speak to groups. Just love it. But let me ask you, Jennifer, since you know what is going on, What do you have that people may not realize that you've got going on that was maybe even suggested by one of your members?
I think the variety, they're just like, you have so much. And we're always open. Like, I think we would love to get the wood carvers in and do something, you know, the one complaint I'll hear is like, oh, we want some more masculine things.
Yes.
So, I mean, we have the self-defense and the gym and pickleball and things that are co-ed. But if there's other ideas, I'm super open. Mm-hmm. So we have like the West Seneca Art Society, the president volunteers. She teaches watercolor and greeting card.
Oh, neat.
And then we have education courses like University Express through Erie County, which are free. And there's a huge variety of various things you can learn. And then there's every card game, like a hand, foot, and elbow. Basically, it's a form of canasta. That's a wild group that plays pinochle, euchre, chess.
Yep.
So all sorts of different things.
And that kind of stuff keeps you going. You know, it keeps the mind going.
Absolutely.
You're not sitting home watching Maury, folks. Come on. We want to get out. We want to have a good time. We want to walk a little bit. We want to get into that gym. I just love the fact that seniors take Tai Chi.
I know,
love that.
Right? Yeah.
And folks, even if you have arthritis, it's a slow movement, but a way of stretching, you know, and being aware of your foot position and your hands. It's really cool.
At our center, quote unquote, everybody takes Tai Chi, like everybody. My 90-somethings, my young seniors that are just getting out, they just want to keep moving. People with disabilities and walkers.
Yeah.
We also have floor yoga and regular chair yoga.
Ooh.
We have strength class. We have all sorts of classes. Cardio drumming, huge hit.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I love how you directors all stay in touch with the other centers to see what's going on, what you're doing, what's been a hit, and what you can bring to your center. I love that.
My background's education, so I was a teacher and an administrator work for state ed and so forth, and teachers collaborate. We share lesson plans. So to have the group with all the other directors like Carrie Peake from West Seneca, Michael from Tosh, and Sarah and Mary Beth from Lancaster and Akron, it's just why reinvent the wheel?
Right.
East Aurora's right down the street. We constantly
just
collaborate. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I have a 70-year-old sister who's like 49. And she was telling me at her senior center, she's now taking art appreciation. And I gotta laugh because here's my sister. She would do things like a stick figure. I mean, she had no art, you know, any kind of talent whatsoever. But now she's got the time. And she's meeting people. And she just got put on the committee to bring refreshments. And she's loving it. Folks, you're going to love it. Trust me. You're going to love it. Give it a chance. You're going to meet people, you're going to want to go back, and you're going to say, I just don't believe that this has been in my backyard.
Right.
Jennifer Stanek is the director of the West Seneca Senior Center, but do explore the senior center in your area. You're just not going to believe what they have for you. And remember, you hear about it all the time here on Senior Radio Buffalo.